Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA podcast. Me and the bro just gonna do a few segments right here. Let me get the Brody in right quick. Sean, what's good, my G?
Yo, what's good, my G? How you?
I'm good, my brother. Let's get right into this, man. Son, so I'm on social media today, tonight part itself, and then a tweet comes out from Disaster, and it says, fuck King of the Dot. I don't know where that came from, my nigga. I don't know where's that stemming from. I don't know if some people say Disaster's feeling himself since the battle with Oxymoron. I've seen people having conversations, Sean, about he was the one that brought that particular battle to King of the Dot. Some people are saying that he has URL on his mind now. There's so many rumors. Obviously, I wish we could talk to Disaster. Fuck King of the Dot, my nigga. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, that's shocking. That was a shocking tweet. Disaster, in my opinion, is... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, Disaster, in my opinion, is synonymous with King of the Dot. Disaster has been battling on King of the Dot since the new era of battle rap. I mean, when I think about Disaster, I think of his first battle with DNA on King of the Dot. You know what I'm saying?
Classic.
I watched it. Disaster was on it, and it introduced me to the world of King of the Dot. And Disaster has battled on King of the Dot faithfully for the last 8 years. Right?
Ew. Yeah.
So,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question as a battle rap fan. When you think of King of the Dot, do you think of Disaster first or Pat Stay?
I think of Disaster first, and then I think Pat Stay.
Me too.
And it's no shade to Pat Stay, but Disaster's battle with DNA brought me to King of the Dot. I mean, that's just the truth. I'm just being real with it. And, you know, I learned about Pat Stay, and then I learned about the rest of the guys they have there. But that's a shocking tweet, and I really don't know what's behind it. And people are saying he's feeling himself because he's headlining a URL event. Is that what they think? Why would he say fuck
URL event? He just battled a Russian dude who has the most views in the world. So
yeah,
he's sitting on a high right now.
But that battle
right.
is on King of the Dot. So why does King of the Dot?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know. Are people making a big deal out of it because they'll say Disaster's probably just trolling, or is that a big thing? Like if Tay Rock says fuck URL right now, how do you think that will fly?
It will blow our minds in the battle rap media and battle rap community. We'll be talking about it all day until we got answers. That's what it would do for us. We would not rest until we got answers if we heard that. To me, this is the same thing. Like, what do you mean, fuck King of the Dot? You know what I'm saying? You just had a battle with Oxy that's probably going to be one of the most viewed battles in battle rap history on King of the Dot, right?
Super facts. Now,
Pro, I don't
Sean, real quick, Arsenal jumped on Diz's comment and says, don't be quick to be mad at Diz, y'all. Don't know what happened for him to say this. It's always two sides to a story. And Disaster retweeted it.
I agree. Until we hear from Disaster, we can't jump to conclusions. That's just reality. We cannot jump to conclusions.
My nigga, Diz knows once he went on his phone, F-U-C-K-K-O-T-D, and hit send, my nigga, people going to talk, bro. This is going to happen. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And guess what? Within the next couple of days, somebody in Battle Rap Media is going to get a Disaster interview, and he's going to explain it, and that's what's going to happen. But until he explains it, there's going to be a lot of speculation.
I just think that's bad timing, if anything. But and then he goes organic. After that, he goes, "You can give someone the keys to success, but the car don't drive itself." 100. Very cryptic, huh? What's the LeBron James shit?
There you have it. Two sides to every story, you know? Mm. Two sides to every story. I'm taking no sides with anyone. I just want to know why he's.
Nah, I ain't taking no sides. Nah, we ain't doing that. Nah, I ain't taking no sides on none of that shit. I don't think, personally speaking, I don't think Disaster should be tweeting that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some shit that's called keeping house that you don't got to put on blast. And do I think Disaster's sitting on a high horse? Yes, but that's not in a negative connotation. I think he's on a high right now because, my dude, just battled Oxymoron, all 7 million views, how many days? And then now you about to battle Tay Rock in a headlining or URL event. You know what I'm saying? So right now he's sitting on a high horse, you know?
I'm not taking that stance that he's sitting on a high horse. I'm not going to speculate that. I don't know
why.
That's
not a bad thing, though.
I'm saying that he's not sitting, is not feeling himself on some, yeah, look at me, I just did this, I just did that, so now fuck King of the
Dog. I disagree. Have you seen his tweets the last couple of days after the battle, my nigga? I'm not knocking Diz at all.
Until I hear from him, I just don't know. That's all I can say. I just don't know.
You know what? When I saw that tweet, it felt like when Hulk Hogan and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff wrestled King Kong Bundy and Big Josh Studd back in 86, and Mr. Wonderful clotheslined Hulk Hogan, and they were tag team partners. That's what I feel just happened right now. Like, Disaster's Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. He just clotheslined King of the Dot. That shit is mad weird to me.
You cannot clothesline King of the Dot when they have a battle on their channel that is doing millions of views. It's on their
channel. There's a rumor, my friend. Niggas just say, I would love to talk to Disaster about this if I get the opportunity. There's rumors that Disaster brought that battle to King of the Dot, that he's been working on this battle for 2 years, because he even said it on Oxymoron when they battled. He said, you've been trying to battle me for 2 years. So people are saying on the battle rap community streets that Disaster brought that battle to King of the Dot. I don't know how true that is. But
here's the thing. If he did, okay. I don't understand. Let's say he did. He factually brought the battle to King of the Dot. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Hey, it could be that YouTube money, my nigga. He probably want that YouTube money. Like, yo, how much, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things, and I'm just speculating, and we just do a show here. So I'm just throwing it out there. When I saw Fuck King of the Dot, I seen an uproar, and everybody's having a conversation about that. And I'm just like, you know, so I don't know, my G. That's a very, you know, I would say this, though. Disaster, handle your business against. Let me ask you a question before we go to the next topic. Any concern with you that Disaster, he's going to bring the Crack City homies and all that. Any pressure on Tay Rock because it's a real road trip for him, even though you want to say Jersey, but New York, Jersey, right across the street. Any concern of that about that at all?
Well, the last I checked, New York is not the DMV, and it's not Maryland. Tay Rock always battles outside of his where
but
he lives.
But my nigga, New York embraces Tay Rock, though, bro.
URL, he wasn't embraced. You remind me that all the time. 2010, 2011, when he was on cards, he wasn't the main event. He wasn't headlining, and he wasn't embraced. In other words, Tay Rock always was on the road. I have no issue. This battle is nothing to Tay Rock. He can battle you anywhere.
What do you mean it's nothing? My nigga,
he can battle anywhere. I will tell you this. You think this battle is more important to Tay Rock than his rematch with Charlie Clips? I don't think so. I think he took that rematch with Charlie Clips more important than any battle ever. So he's ready for this. Trust me, in my opinion. He's ready for this.
All right, this is what I want to say. All right. Some people say Tay Rock sometimes the crowd will let him get away with certain things that an average battle rapper can't say, right? And that's in New York. If he says something, maybe the nanny effect or something, spelling calendar wrong or something to that effect, the West Coast will let that fly or there'll be crickets. So Tay Rock is not used to crickets at all. He don't go in the battles. He doesn't go in the battles like King of the Dot where he's saying shit and it's crickets. That doesn't happen to Tay Rock.
peep this. In Tay Rock's battle against Young Cannon, they battled in front of a silent crowd in New York City. It was just silent. They both
that's a different
rounds
Tay Rock at the time, though, man. That's a different Tay Rock at the time, my nigga.
Let me give you a more modern. Oh, wait, I want to give you another more modern. So I'm connected. When he battled Arsenal, they did not give him no reaction in the first round. And he said,
that's true.
Fucking with them. Okay? And guess what? It didn't stop nothing. The consistency was there. It ain't stopped nothing. There are no concerns with Tay Rock versus Disaster. None.
All right. That's what it is, man. My nigga, let's talk some NBA right quick, man. My nigga, you know, I see this man's name being thrown around early. I mean, not even a full week of basketball, and niggas is saying the Greek Freak should be a nominee. He's averaging 36-10 in four games, only four games, mind y'all. And there's conversations today on First Take about him and AD, somebody that you constantly in my ear about. I mean, Ash, you think AD is the best player in the NBA, the way you talk sometimes to me. AD is averaging 31-16. Dope numbers. What do you think about this Greek Freak, Anthony Davis comparison, or trying to pit them against each, not against each other, but trying to compare their games, being that, you know, Greek is 22 and what's AD, 25?
24.
24.
He's 20,
one off, nigga.
He's a 24-year-old. You know what I'm saying? He's a 24-year-old. Let me just say this, because I want we need to come to some understanding when we talk NBA. A Glover like me, when you talk NBA, you can't just say what you hear.
Oh, nigga,
said
just
on
talk. We're just having a conversation when they spoke about, nigga.
I'm not talking
fuck
to you. I'm not talking to you.
Right.
I'm talking to people who listen to you and like hearing you
okay
talk NBA. To a brother like me, you can't just say what you hear on First Take and Undisputed.
Right.
Or other people. So conventional wisdom is, oh, LeBron's the best player in the NBA, and that's that. And everybody will just run with it. Well, here's the facts. LeBron wasn't the best player in the NBA last year. That was Westbrook. LeBron wasn't the best player in the finals.
Wait,
that was Kevin
Wait a minute. Are you saying Russell Westbrook was a better player than LeBron James on the strength of an MVP and a triple-double? That's why his game is better than LeBron's?
I'm saying last year in the regular season, Russell Westbrook and James Harden, they were both better than LeBron. They both had better seasons.
You still take LeBron over both those niggas right now, would you not?
No, not right now. I wouldn't take LeBron in his 15th year over those guys. LeBron can only decline.
Ooh.
His game cannot get better. It can only decline. So if you want to take a player who's in his 15th year and start your team around him, then have fun doing it. So now that I got that out the way, here's what I'm saying about the Greek Freak. The Greek Freak is no motherfucking joke. The Greek Freak is aggressive. Every time he drives, he tries to dunk it on your head. Every single time. When I watched him play Cleveland, he was taking LeBron at will, and it wasn't difficult. He was one step in him. He wasn't even Euro stepping him. He was one step to the basket, layup.
My nigga, slow down. It was not at will because LeBron blocked his shot at the rim. It wasn't at will. Slow down.
It was at will. It was at will. The reality is the numbers he's putting up is why Vegas has him as the MVP, because he's playing unstoppable basketball. Now, if people can watch the Greek Freak play the way he's playing, they'll be on some. But LeBron's the best player in the NBA. The Greek Freak can do all the stuff he's doing, but LeBron's the best player in the NBA. Shut up with that bullshit, because that's not how it works.
Son, hold on, man. What do you mean how that's how it works? So Greek Freak is better than LeBron James?
Based in the first four games of the NBA season, the Greek Freak is playing better
than
LeBron.
Son, you're bugging the fuck out, man. What do you have for lunch today? What do you have for lunch at work today, my nigga? What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. Over four games, who's had a better season, in your opinion? The Greek Freak, and we're only basing on four games. Is the Greek Freak or LeBron James? In my opinion, it's been the Greek Freak, to the point why he's in the national conversation.
I cannot believe you have this conversation.
For the point of the national
conversation.
You can't. But I'm telling you that the Greek Freak right now is more offensive than LeBron James. You can't believe I'm saying that. Yo, wow.
Yeah, my nigga, explosive, my nigga. Explosive because he's a young boy. He's 22, so his legs are, you know, LeBron's legs are different right now, my nigga.
More than him. He scores more than him.
My
just
nigga,
like
he's averaging 36 in four games. LeBron has a better all-around game than this young boy. Let's not do – my nigga, his breakout year, my nigga, his breakout year was last year, my nigga. Last
right.
year, now we put him with LeBron James. Now
no,
he's sitting at the table. He's sitting – so according to you, my nigga, he's sitting at the table with LeBron James.
According to me, LeBron James can't fuck with him. Not sitting at the table. LeBron James can't fuck with him. That's what I'm telling you.
My nigga, I cannot believe you saying this, man. They can't fuck with LeBron. Like, that don't even make...
When the Greek freak on the court, based on only four games, I'm not basing it on anything else. I'm basing it on the same thing that Las Vegas is basing
the
it on.
Small sample size,
on
my nigga.
MVP. Based on that small sample size, Vegas has him as the MVP running. Based on his small sample size, you had a national conversation about who would you start your team with, the Greek Freak or Anthony Davis. Now, if you and everybody else want to say LeBron James is 50
I mean,
the greatest player, and this is what I want, y'all can do that all you want, and I will watch Kevin Durant bust his ass at will again.
What do you mean at will? You got to put some respect on LeBron's name, my nigga. You got to put some respect on LBJ's name. You're wilding right now.
I will not put respect on LeBron James' name when it comes to guarding Kevin Durant. No, no way, because he can't guard him. And Kevin Durant showed it with ease.
Well, damn it. I mean, when LeBron is playing 41 minutes last year and exuberating and fucking exhausting shit out there because he's Dolo. I mean, no shade to Kyrie, but, I mean, come on, my nigga. Let's just have some perspective. Like, you just
LeBron
and leave it up
Dolo
to you. LeBron should retire. LeBron might as well not play next year. He should retire, according to you.
LeBron was Dolo, no shade to Kyrie. What does that mean? Explain that. LeBron was Dolo, no shade to Kyrie. What exactly does that mean?
I'm just saying, when LeBron goes to the bench, the lead will decrease, my nigga. It just would. They have a lead
and
will decrease.
So here's what I'm saying. I'm taking nothing away from the greatness of LeBron. He's an all-time great. But you niggas is out here and going to sit here and say LeBron James in his 15th year is just better than everybody. Y'all are saying that with a straight face.
I'm not saying better than everybody.
When the facts are looking you in the face, he can't fuck with the new young boys. He can't.
What do you mean he can't fuck with the new young boys? I listen. I'm just not quick to say he can't fuck with the young boys. That's crazy.
Yo, my nigga.
That is absurd.
Are you watching the Greek Freak take the
NBA? Yes,
NBA
my nigga. He's averaging 36 points a game, 38 minutes a game. He's shooting 65% from the field, 10 boards a game, 5 assists and a block a game, and 2 steals.
Now, explain to me how LeBron James' stats over his first four games is better than that.
But my nigga LeBron has a different squad, my G. Okay, it's kind of different over there in Cleveland. He has Kevin Love, he has Wade, JR. He has, you know what I'm saying? It's a different squad. He's more loaded. They depend on the Greek Freak to do everything in Milwaukee, my G.
So here's the thing. LeBron James has four MVPs. He's good. LeBron James goes on cruise control through the regular season, and he turns up in the playoff. While LeBron James plays on cruise control this season, niggas like the Greek Freak and Anthony Davis are going to put up better stats than him. People like James Harden, they're going to put up better stats
than him. But can they lead their team, though? Can they lead their team?
Here's another thing.
The Greek Freak is the fourth seed or the fifth seed in the East, and he's still putting up good numbers. Are niggas still going to give him the fucking MVP? That's what I want to see.
Well, this is what I will say. Everybody picked LeBron James was going to win the MVP. And what's so dangerous about that is everybody who picked him, these are the guys who are the MVP voters. They're the sports media. And if they set that in their mindset and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We said we're going to give it to LeBron, and we're just going to give it to him. Basically, all LeBron has to do is what he does every single year, 25-8-8. And they get the second and number one seed. That's what he's been doing that the last 4 years. So you can just pick when you want to give him the MVP. this year it's going to be very difficult because the Greek Freak is exciting people. He's bringing the NBA, like we're really looking
Son,
at him.
LeBron is averaging 25. My nigga, LeBron's averaging 25, 8 boards, 6 assists a game, my dude.
And my
that's
my
not bad numbers in your 15. My nigga, you're 15 year in your league, and you still put up 25.
Yo, my nigga.
And you're
my nigga, I'm
years
not
in the league.
Peep this. I'm taking nothing away from that. I just told you that's what he's done for the last 4 years. That's regular, everyday LeBron numbers. Those are cruise control LeBron numbers. But if you're going to have niggas dropping 30, if you're going to have niggas do what Russell Westbrook did last year, if you're going to have niggas do what James Harden has done the last 3 years.
I'm not expecting these numbers. I'm not expecting these numbers to last like there's a Greek Freak after four. It's four games. After a while, teams are going to implement a defense to try to slow him down to a degree.
Just like teams implemented a defense to somehow slow down Westbrook when he led the NBA in scoring, or when they implemented a defense to stop Steph Curry when he averaged 30 a game. Everybody knows he's a shooter. Everybody knows he likes to come off screens. Yet nobody could stop him from doing it. When you are a great player and you know your greatness, ain't no defense can stop you. The Greek is playing. The Greek Freak takes a Euro step from the 3-point line, and he's at the basket dunking. My
okay.
man has the most wicked Euro step in the
Facts.
NBA. Facts.
Facts.
Okay? It's a Euro step that once he Euro steps on you, it's over. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So
let's get some more topics in. Now, you and I spoke about this earlier, even though we're not ESPN employees, but it's funny that the first show that we did early this week, and you and I talked about Wade starting or coming off the bench, and I even said to myself, sometime in this season, JR will be starting. I didn't know it would be that quick after a week of conversation. Jesus Christ. Him going to the bench, they saying, Sean, that he went to assistant coach Tyronn Lue. Yes, I said it. I didn't make a boo-boo. Yes, assistant coach Tyronn Lue to say that he's willing to come off the bench. What do you think about that? And you've highlighted his scores, his games, since he's been on Cleveland, which has been horrible.
If Dwayne Wade was averaging 18 to 20 in these first four games, he would not have gone to the bench. If Dwayne Wade was showing that he could still score, that he could still hit the jump shot, that people wasn't just passing him like it was nothing, he would not have gone to the bench. This is what's highlighting it. Everybody after the game is saying, damn, Wade, you only had 5 points. Damn, Wade, you only had 8 points. Damn, Wade, you only had 6 points. And then he's like finding reasons why he's not productive. Oh, I need to find my place. I need to do this. Wait a minute, Wade. You're starting with LeBron James. LeBron James has always been the facilitator. Your last 3 years in Miami, you played with him. LeBron James was the facilitator. And you still got yours. You averaged 18 a game last year. Let me make my point. You averaged 18 a game last year. Anybody who's making it for Dwayne Wade is just kissing his ass because they love him so much. My man, four straight games in NBA, three straight games in NBA, and you averaging 5 points a game, and your excuses, I got to find my role on the team, and you great? Come on, my man. I ain't never heard no nonsense like that in my life.
Hold on. Is he still great, though? That's the question.
No, he's not still great. Dwayne is nowhere near what he used to be. And that's the problem you and a lot of people are having. Y'all still think it's the same Dwayne Wade who played
my nigga,
in the finals.
My nigga, hold on. Ain't nobody calling this nigga Flash still? What are you talking about?
You and everybody else still looking at him like he's Dwayne Wade. D-Wade
no, I do not, my nigga. I was the one who fucking said the nigga should be coming off the bench. What are you talking about? I was the one who said that shit last week, bro.
Yeah, but you didn't say he should come off the bench because his game deteriorated. You just thought it
would
be
nigga,
best
what's
the
my nigga, would be the reason I would make a suggestion that this nigga should come off the bench because of his goddamn play. That's the reason why. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Which I think is a great look for him to come out with his second unit. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe if Dwayne Wade was averaging 20 over these first three games, he would be like, okay, Tyronn Lue, I'm going to go to the bench now?
No. Hell no. Hell to the no.
Okay, so that's my point. That's my only point. Because, first of all, nobody would come to him and say, Dwayne Wade, what's wrong
exactly.
with you? Why? Nobody right. would say that. He cannot handle this. What the fuck is going on with you, Wade? Like, why are you scoring 5 points?
That's not the norm. You know what I mean?
J.R. Smith will give you 9 points in a minute span. He'll just hit three quick points, like it's
nice.
And let's be real, J.R. Smith huffing and puffing and sulking, like Stephen A. Smith said, because J.R. Smith felt he should not be benched.
And I agree. You know what? Listen, as great as a Hall of Famer that Dwayne Wade is, when he hangs it up tomorrow, he retires. We all know he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. But J.R. is probably sitting there like, bro, come on, man. I know that, bro, that's your man's in them, B, but you know what I'm saying? Like Sean just said, I could run on the court and you just pass the rock to me and I hit three. Threes right there like it ain't nothing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't nothing. Talk about the Philadelphia 76ers, my G. You and I spoke about this again before. Now, your boy, what's the young boy named, Fultz? Evidently, something happened where his shoulder or some shit did affect Sean that he can't lift it up or some crazy stuff. My nigga, now that I'm looking at, and I know it's early, so nobody kill me yet. I'm not saying the young boy doesn't have talent. We've seen him in college. But you think Philly's sitting there like, maybe we shouldn't have drafted him at number one, like the way we, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we should have went from a different route.
Philadelphia really did not understand how great Ben Simmons is and is going to be. I'm telling you, they really underestimated how great Ben Simmons. Let me tell you how great Ben Simmons is. Ben Simmons is so great that they can't take the ball out of his hands.
Why are you putting great and Ben Simmons in his name so early, though? Great already?
You see, already. To me, this is just me talking.
Let's just say Ben flash. We see flashes. The eye test. Let's just say the eye test looks good. Let's do that.
Hold up. Let's be very clear. I do not see no flashes. I see greatness with Ben Simmons.
Too early to make that determination, man. Yes, he has no jumper yet. He has no J yet. His defense is not solidified. Let's not be torn.
And he don't have to. And he don't have Jason Kidd.
A triple double and a nigga's great. A nigga gets a triple double, he's great all of a sudden. A young boy.
This
is fucking first season in the NBA. His first official season, even though he's a rookie last year, but he don't know after.
Never, for more than half of Jason Kidd's career, he didn't have a jump shot, and he was always great. You can be great in the NBA without a jump shot. Newsflash, the people who think they know
ball. He's not great yet, my nigga.
Here's what I'm telling you so you can understand this. Ben Simmons is great, okay? Ben Simmons.
See, and then you're gonna try to twist it around that I'm shit. Now you're going to twist it around and make it sound like I don't fuck with Ben Simmons. I fuck with the young boy. I'm just saying I'm not ready to put a nigga as great, and he's played five games in the NBA under his belt. That is fucking ridiculous. Great.
Okay. And I'm telling you, Ben Simmons is great from what I see. I'm so impressed with him. It's blowing my mind.
I'm impressed too, but I'm not ready to give him great.
Okay. Fine. But we're arguing over my future prediction of him. I'm telling you what I see now. I see nobody can house him. He takes people at will. He got a nasty handle. People be trying to rip him. He be going behind his back in the open court.
That's true.
With both hands, with no jump shot. He can give you 18 to 20 a game with no jump shot. It's real with him, okay?
And he likes to pass the ball. And he likes to pass. As much as you niggas love Lonzo Ball and say Lonzo Ball passes the ball, Ben Simmons like passing the ball too, shit.
Ben Simmons passes the ball, and Ben Simmons can be aggressive. Like, he will take your ass with no hesitation. And because he's so big, you can't house him. You know what I'm saying? So here's what happened with Fultz, the number one pick. They didn't need him. They didn't need that skill set on this team when you had Ben Simmons.
Nobody was thinking at the time, son. Nobody was thinking at the time, bro. I mean, Ben Simmons is coming off an injury. Why he can't play the whole season last year. So I kind of understand a little bit why they might have thought, let's go the route with this boy, young boy. You know what I mean?
But you look at Josh Jackson, Malik Monk, guys who are going to be scorers, and they're really not the guys. They're two guards and three guards, and they're scoring guys. They would have been more suited because you got Embiid. When Embiid is not being immature and thinking he's as nasty as Ben Simmons in terms of passing and bringing the ball up. When he decides
well,
he just wants
on,
to
beat Embiid is that nigga, son. Embiid is that nigga, B. Let's not do that.
You. No, this is what I'm doing. When he doesn't think he has the same skill set as Ben Simmons, Embiid can be a super, super duper star. Embiid can be unguardable. He destroyed Drummond last night. But when Embiid thinks he's magic,
that's facts.
And when Embiid thinks he's magic and decides, I want to bring the ball up like Ben Simmons, I want to bring Ben Simmons.
Joel Embiid had 30 points last night, my nigga. 11 of 15.
He's 11?
Steal.
I know that. And you know why? Because he played like a big man. They was giving he played.
Yeah,
He plays like a big man. When he plays like a big man with his skill set, he's great. But in his mind, he thinks he's just like Ben Simmons. He thinks he's a Magic Johnson do it all type of dude. And yes,
he got a better jumper. He got a better jump shot than Ben Simmons, though.
But he doesn't have Ben Simmons' court vision. He can't bring it up. He's not a natural instinctive passer like Ben Simmons.
I don't think he's trying to master his game. As a nigga that's gonna bring the ball up all the time.
Nah, my man. But that's the thing. He likes to dribble up the court. He likes to do all that kind of. We know you can do it all, but when Embiid is just give him the ball, he's in the block. He's unguardable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's unguardable. So you have the foundation right now in Philly. I don't know what's
Hold on. Real quick. Look, Chicago Bulls, Cleveland Cavaliers just beat the Chicago Bulls. LeBron's numbers tonight, 34 points, 13 assists, pardon self. Just want to throw it out there, 13 and 20 from the field. Come on, man.
You bugging the fuck out,
my nigga. 34 and 13. The fuck?
Here's the thing. I know that because Nick Wright just said the GOAT showed everybody that he's the GOAT. Well, LeBron James started at point guard. Did you remind everybody that? That tonight he started at point guard? Did you tell everybody that?
He usually does, though.
No, LeBron.
My nigga, LeBron usually brings the ball up the court majority of the time. That's what Kyrie was having complaints about. When I was in Cleveland, I didn't feel like a true point guard.
Okay.
But Kyrie didn't feel like a true point guard. Like he's, my nigga, I'm watching Kyrie Irving in Boston right now bring up the ball all the time. LeBron James, majority of the time, was facilitating that position by bringing the ball up.
Okay.
I digress.
So tell me about this Chicago team that LeBron beat tonight. Tell me what you like about them. Tell me about your favorite players. Tell me what's so great about this Chicago team, because I need to know about it. Come on, talk to me. We just the NBA talking about the Chicago team.
Well, I mean, what's there to talk about, my nigga? I mean, Holiday, Ryan Lopez, Jeremy Grant,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you really trying to style on LeBron like, yo, LeBron got big.
I'm not styling, my nigga. You got to give it up. The nigga had 34 points. What are you talking about?
Yo,
34
man,
and 13?
My man.
And we're not going to highlight that?
My man, who did they play against?
My nigga is an NBA team. I don't give a fuck. The nigga had 34 and 13, man. At 34. What's LeBron? 33, 34 years old? The point I'm making is I'm not quick to give niggas over LeBron like a young nigga 22 years old.
So watch this. So watch
just
this.
Over LeBron. That's
just
crazy.
Watch this. He did 34 points, right? And you lit off that game. Greek Freak already got a 44-point game out there already.
My nigga.
Greek Freak.
You do know
now,
that
now people,
LeBron had 13 assists and he passes the ball. Kevin Love had 20. Like, my nigga, this is like, come on now.
They played a bum team, my nigga. Now, real quick, back to Philly, right quick.
If you're Philly, any concern with, like, yo, man, I don't want to – all right, you remember Hangman? Remember the game Hangman?
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to put the buzzword out yet, but the B's there. The UST is not there yet. Just the B is there. Just the B. I think they'll do good without him, my nigga.
So let me just say this.
Ben Simmons be the focal point.
I think Fultz is awesome. I think he's super ill. But I think we will never be able to see how great he is if he doesn't have the ball in his hand. He has to have the ball in his hand so we can see what he could do. Everybody likes talking about Dennis Smith Jr., right? Steph Curry bust Dennis Smith Jr. ass last night and made him look crazy.
And Draymond did too. Draymond mind fucked him.
Steph Curry played him. Steph Curry played three quarters, dropped 31 points, and was like, look, rookie, you really think you can fuck with me? And he just served him. three quarters with ease. But the point of the matter is,
I said bad for Lonzo Ball, okay?
Dennis Smith Jr. has the ball in his hands, and Dallas is allowing him to grow. He's going to make mistakes, but they're going to allow him to show what he can do. We can't
right.
see with folks because Simmons got the ball in his hand all the time. So that's
right.
why it's not a good fit. I think folks is nasty, but we're not going to know unless he has the ball in his hands and can show us. He's not somebody who – he's not like a Nick Young dude who just spots up all day and shoots like
right.
Steph Curry for Del Curry. That's not what he's picked for. This dude, if you watch, he went number one for a reason. This dude is nasty. But when you're on a team with Ben Simmons, the great Ben Simmons, the superstar.
Not great, my nigga. Slow down. Great. Superstar? My nigga, slow the fuck down, man. Get it. Superstar?
Yo, my man.
Knock it off, my nigga. You're prisoner of the moment. You're being a prisoner of the moment, my nigga. Prison of the moment.
Eastern Conference. Think of the Eastern Conference right now. Besides LeBron James and the Greek Freak, who has Ben Simmons' skill set right now in the Eastern Conference?
First of all, the Eastern Conference is JV, first of all, okay? He's in the Western Conference.
So what?
If he was in the Western Conference, I guarantee you would not ask me that fucking question. But because he's
but
in
I'm
the
asking
Boston
you
league,
in the East,
you can ask that question.
Ben
I'm just going to throw it out.
Who has his skills
Ben Simmons?
Outside of them two?
Kyrie. The fuck you talking about?
Okay, who?
Kyrie, nigga.
Okay. Who else?
In the East?
I agree with you. In the East, who has Ben Simmons' skill set?
Who has his skill set in the East?
That's my point, man. Break down skill set, my nigga.
Okay,
skill
because there's a nigga that you be fucking,
you pick up all the time,
your man from Brooklyn over there.
Skill set is when you're great at a multiple of things on the basketball court. You're not just a scorer. You're not just a three-point shooter. You're not just a rebounder. You are a, like, all-around guy who's nasty at everything he does. That's skill set. Ben Simmons 6'9", man, and could do it all without a jump shot. That's what makes him crazy to me. This man don't shoot, and he will take you and score on you. Man, listen, I'm telling you, you don't know how ugly it's going to get with him. I'm telling you that right now. You do not understand.
Real quick, third quarter, Minnesota Timberwolves, Indiana Pacers, 75-72 in the third quarter. Karl Anthony Towns, 25 points. Get it on. 11 for 13 from the field. 11-13 from the field. Go ahead.
I'm glad you brought that up because later on tonight, the Pelicans are playing the Portland Trailblazers, and you'll get to see two players on the Pelicans who are both better than Karl Anthony Towns. And I will take both of them over Karl Anthony Towns twice on Sunday.
When you do that, though, you're just disrespecting Karl Anthony Towns when you say twice on Sunday. Because you're just making it sound like he's beneath them. You're just making it sound like that nigga's beneath these niggas. Like he's a scrub nigga. Like he's a little dun-dun. Like he's fucking Rapanoid. And they have Havoc and Prodigy. He's Rapanoid. Like, what are we doing, my nigga?
But that was one of the worst analogies you've ever made in your life. Because the Rapanoid
It was. I thought it was stupid.
Okay.
Rapanoid is not with Havoc and Prodigy. So let's not do that. Come on. Okay.
Okay. Rapanoid can Havoc and Prodigy. Any day of the week, and he has
every song. How many songs they had together, my nigga? They have mad joints together. Slow the fuck down, man.
And guess what? And he's not the weak link on none of the songs, on none of them.
Yes. If you gotta pick three, there's three niggas on the track. One gotta be the weak link, my nigga. Okay. Neither here nor there. But put some fucking respect on my man Cat's name, my dude. What the fuck is wrong with you, my nigga?
He's not better than AD. Not better than AD, man.
Okay.
That's something. Anthony Davis.
Okay. Your boy Lance Steven has 0 points. Neither here nor there. The guy that you told me to watch out for. I'm going to do that to you. A nigga that you said should be averaging 20 points on the Indiana Pacers, he has 0 points.
It's him, Oladipo, yeah. Miles Turner. He should be scoring. On that team, he should be scoring.
Yeah, okay.
God damn, Lane. Come on.
Yeah, that's your man. One more topic here. And just to let you know, he's averaging 8 points. Brooklyn all day, no doubt. That Brooklyn boy is averaging 8 points a game, two assists. Neither here nor there.
More than Wade. Will you acknowledge that he's averaging Wade? Acknowledge that?
That ain't saying, come on, my nigga. That ain't saying much, bro. Wade is not the same Wade. Injuries, man. Come on.
Okay.
I'm not going to compare Lance Stevenson to fucking D Wade. The fuck out of here.
This
Steph Curry thing, man, where niggas is really going hard body, suggesting your man's in them, Nick Wright, Chris Carter. I seen even fucking Shannon and Skip Bayless talking about this shit this morning about this man should be Steph should have got a suspension at least. You agree with that? If you niggas don't know what we're talking about, Steph Curry threw his mouthpiece the same time like he did in the NBA Finals last year when he threw his mouthpiece and they kicked him out the game for that. Fast forward, he threw his mouthpiece last night, or the night before, whenever it was. Again, he got ejected, him and KD, and he got a $50,000 fine, I believe it was. But some people are suggesting that was not strong enough. The message wasn't clear to Steph, and they should have got one game suspension.
Well, according to Nick Wright, Steph should have got a 5-game suspension.
Just
according
to Nick Wright, boy,
according to Skip Bayless, Steph should have been suspended. I'm noticing with the national media heads, they really are allowing their personal feelings about Steph get in the way of his antics or his behavior.
But why do you think that, though? Well, why they got personal feelings
because
towards Steph, though, when you
Steph
say that, though?
Curry defies conventional wisdom of NBA basketball. You sound like a fucking idiot when you keep saying somebody's the best player, but yet
right.
There's another player. Team is winning the championships. He's leading the league
right.
in scoring. He's the most prolific shooter. Like Steph Curry is going to go down as one of the all-time great, great, great plays in history. Like he's in the midst of his resume run that's going to make him.
Yes.
This is part of their dynasty.
Agree.
They've gone 3 states. They might go to their 4.
What do you mean might?
Okay, they will go.
They
there.
Are going to the finals.
Okay, they're going to the finals.
Okay, she ain't beating them.
San Antonio's still playing. They got a great coach in Pop. They got Kawhi
Leonard.
Real
quick, sidebar. Let me show the Spurs some respect for 2 seconds here. The Spurs are 3-0, and Kawhi Leonard has not played one lick of NBA basketball. Kawhi, I don't know how you're going to get an NBA running, my nigga. It's 3 games. Yeah, you haven't played yet. Go ahead, man.
And this is
shout
why,
out to LaMarcus Aldridge, though. Shout out to LaMarcus Aldridge. He's actually balling this year.
Well, he's balling because there's no Kawhi Leonard, and you have to run your offense through him. That's just a fact. You see.
Yeah, but he lost his confidence last year, though, my dude. LaMarcus lost his confidence last year.
It's not losing confidence when you're not the focal point, and everything runs through Kawhi, and you're great.
Shit,
he's showing you.
Dame, my nigga, everything was running through Dame that last year LaMarcus was there. Everything was running through Dame, man.
You're right. And what did LaMarcus do? He won it out.
Bounce.
Okay? He won it out. And he bounced, okay? Now you see it when the offense has to run through him. He's showing you what he can do. And he can play.
My nigga, I was watching the Spurs the other night. I don't know. Half these niggas that Pop got on his team, I don't even know a lot of these niggas. I mean, besides Danny Green and Ginobili, duh. But there was some names on the back of that jersey. I'm like, smack, who is that nigga? I'm like, what the fuck? But back to Steph, though, man. So I don't agree with suspension. Now, if you want to say you want to – they should have done it, being that, you know, it's an early game in the NBA season and shit. Just get it out the way and set a precedent that you're not gonna let one of the star players of this league, you know, you got little kids watching and shit. You don't want them to see that. Maybe show that we're not having that, even from a guy named Steph Curry.
Steph Curry was fined $50,000 if his mouthpiece would have.
That's toilet paper money, my nigga.
Well, not to Steph Curry, because he said that was harsh. Okay? He didn't think it was toilet paper money. He did not think that because he said it. Yo, that was harsh. Now, if the mouthpiece would have hit the ref, I would say I 100% agree. But because it didn't hit the ref, Steph can be like, nah, I was just throwing it down in frustration. And you can get away with that because it hit the ref. If it hit the ref, he's suspended. This is just And you're not going to like to hear this, but it's time you motherfuckers hear it. Y'all got to get over this LeBron is the best player in the NBA nonsense. Y'all got to get over that shit.
My nigga, you keep saying like LeBron is ass cheeks. Maybe LeBron is still having a run, my nigga. He's been to the finals every year. Listen, my nigga, I'm not caping for LeBron James. I'm a Knicks fan. Don't kill me. Y'all already know what we trash, whatever. Shout out to Porzingis, 32 points. Kyrie's busting ass right now. Neither here nor there. But LeBron's still that dude, my nigga.
No,
sound like he's washed.
Here's what I'm saying. LeBron James is not washed, but in the regular season, he cruises. And there are players in the NBA
during the regular season
put up better numbers. Look at James Harden's last 3 years.
Well, my nigga, that James Harden is going hard, my nigga. You just proved my point. LeBron James is like Charlie Clips right now. He doesn't have to go hard. He'll give you 65% breeze through the JV Eastern Conference. Now, if LeBron was in the West, those numbers will increase a little bit. A little bit. They would. If he played in the West.
So here's my
question. Being that he's in the JV league, he can cruise to the point that you may cruise. Yes, he can cruise through the regular season because it means nothing compared to April.
If you were a sports writer who had an MVP vote, would you reward him for cruising knowing that there are other players who are, and that's my point. Like, why should he be getting it? So why should he get a regular season award when he's cruising?
I don't
that's
agree with
saying.
My nigga. You and I had this discussion already about I don't think LeBron's going to be MVP with all the firepower he has. I just can't see LeBron being MVP this year. Even if they want to give it to him or Sarah, like, okay, LeBron, you're going to hang it up. Someone, we're just going to give you a good looking out present here. Here's the MVP type shit. No, I don't agree with that, you know, but hey, we'll see.
And
he's always going to be in a discussion.
Here's the thing. He's always going to be in discussion, right? But LeBron James, and this is real talk, he wants rings, my nigga. His record, for you guys who don't really know what his record is, let me tell you what it is. He's won 3 championships and lost 5. That's his record. He has a low 500 record. So let me just give you more clarity. Tim Duncan has more rings. Kobe, Shaq. I'm just talking about the people before him, of his generation, who came right before him.
Shaq only has one more than him, my nigga. Slow down. Shaq only has one
more. It's not only one more. They have a winning record in the finals. He's 3-5 in the finals. He's below 500. If you were going to grade him on championships, this is how we grade him. You get there and you don't win. Nobody's giving Jim Kelly of the Buffalo Bills participation trophy. He has no ring.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? LeBron James needs to win rings. It's all about
Are you
the
comparing
ring.
LeBron James to Jim Kelly? Is that what we're doing?
No. What I'm saying is that I'm comparing your 3 rings. Kobe got 5. You will never be better than Kobe with your 3 rings, despite what Nick Wright and everybody else says. Kobe is 5-2.
Rachel Nichols.
You are 3.
Shannon Sharp.
5.
Colin Collard.
Give me a break. You can't say, oh, he's the greatest. Well, how many championships he got? Well, he doesn't have as much as Duncan, Shaq, or Kobe. When he gets at least 4, then I can talk some shit. But right now, 3 ain't doing it.
Let me talk some shit.
Championship.
What do you mean talk some shit?
Your legacy.
What do you mean talk?
LeBron James's legacy is defined by championships. It's not defined by anything else. It's not defined by the
I agree with that.
By anything else. So all I'm saying is that he needs to win championships. And guess what? The person he's going to have to beat is Steph Curry with the shot, boy. And he's going to have to beat KD, the most unguardable, unstoppable player in the NBA, period. KD.
Oh, boy. I'm not thinking about KD, my nigga. Let's just act like LeBron's.
Because you can't.
All right. When is Lonzo Ball's next game here? Let me look here. Oh, tomorrow. Huh. And guess who he plays? Oh, and I'm going to actually love this game tomorrow. The fucking Lakers and Wizards. Oh, God bless you. John Wall's going to fuck my nigga. He's going to spin on you. Oh, my God. Lonzo, God bless you, my dude. God bless you tomorrow, guarding John Wall. Woo. God bless you.
Nope, that's not the one you should worry about. Remember, John Wall will give you 19 points, 13 assists.
My nigga John Wall made a comment, though. He made a comment. They even showed it today on ESPN, the jump.
Let me just think of it.
With Rachel Nichols
so far,
and shit. They even made a comment about that. Martin, Gortat was on Twitter going back with a fan. They showed tweets of Gortat saying that John Wall's going to put work on him. Go to Martin Gortat's Twitter account, my nigga. He said this. So, and they were talking about, oh, John Wall can't wait for tomorrow's game and shit. Like, this is being said, my nigga. This man has a bullseye on his head. I don't know why you're not acknowledging that. Like, that's some bullshit. Because he's running his fucking mouth.
This is what I believe. Every NBA point guard does not play with the defensive intensity of Patrick Beverley.
They'll get up for that game and try to shut him down. I agree with that. But there's a thing called getting up for that game.
And here's the thing. If your goal is, I just want to show Lonzo Ball that I can score on him and he can't guard
me. You get out your game.
Players will do that. But if you're not going to completely punk Lonzo Ball and take him out his game like Patrick Beverley did, I'm not giving you no props. Because John Wall, you could drop 30. But if Lonzo Ball gives us 15, 9 assists, 8 boards, then you didn't do nothing to him. You can do this. What you did, if you score on Lonzo Ball, you can do it against anybody in the NBA. You got to show us you could do what Patrick Beverley did, which was take his heart from him and make him not even want to bring the ball up half court. That's how he got stunned. If he's going back and forth with you, then you ain't win that. That means he's like, oh, you don't got nothing for me. Come on. That's how I look at it.
Oh, boy. Right now, the Celtics... 103-81 of my Knicks, my nigga. Y'all don't want a game yet.
Yeah, your Knicks is trash. But KP scoring, so you be happy with that. Your Knicks trash, nigga. Your Knicks trash. Don't disrespect that talk by that's disrespectful to NBA talk, bringing up the Knicks.
My nigga, I'm a Knicks fan. I got to squeeze them in the show somehow, my nigga. Slow down, B. I got to squeeze them in.
My nigga, can they win the game first? How about they win one game first before we start talking about them? Can we do that?
We're from New York. What are you talking about? We're from New York. I'm a Knicks fan. Even though you are from New York City, you're champions, niggas.
I'm from Brooklyn.
And you're out with the Nets more than the Knicks. That's disgusting. Whatever.
I'm from Brooklyn.
All right. That's what it is, man. Take us on, my G.
PSA Podcast. The hip hop historians who talk about hip hop appreciation battle rap talk all day.
Oh shit! This nigga is
sports,
man. Oh man!
Hip hop talk.
Facts.
I mean, we the hip hop historians. Facts.
Oh god! Yo, I want to say shout out to everybody that you fuck with me and Sean's appreciations, man. On behalf of me and my bro, we really appreciate that, man. I see. You know, it might not do the thousands of views and all that, but I just appreciate when niggas be having that conversation, whether you agree with us or disagree with us. And, you know, me and this nigga, we go to war, but that's still my bro. You know,
and
I still fuck with y'all niggas to fuck with us.
We was doing this before Cook and I was tweeting all these questions. We was doing these appreciations.
Don't do that, though. Come on,
no,
son.
No,
don't do Cook it like that, though.
Listen, I said no disrespect, but we was having these conversations appreciating artists from the past before he started these tweets that he's getting praised for. Okay?
I think it's time for us to get Crooked back on the show to have a part two.
I would love for that to happen because he is a historian just like me and you are. I just happen to be older, so, you know, of the back, so I could talk about every aspect of hip hop. You heard?
Yeah, well, I would say this about Crooked Idol. I appreciate the fact that he indulges with the fans. And actually talk hip hop with niggas. That's dope. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas don't do that.
Which is because Crooked Eye is a true hip hop historian, fan of the culture. When you love hip hop,
Royce the
5'9".
Right? You don't like talking hip hop, my nigga? What's up, Royce? Come fuck with my bro up here, my nigga. What's up?
Yo, peep this. When you love hip hop, talking about it should be something you always want to do. I've never had someone who loves something in life, but you don't want to talk about it. Okay,
right.
It makes no sense. So
at all,
that's why I salute. That's why I salute Crooked Eye 100,000%.
Well, facts. All right, that's what it is, man. PSA Podcast, me and the Brody. I know what it is, man. Hip hop talk. appreciation. Ain't nothing going to stop on that. You know what I'm saying? NBA talk, as you see what we're doing right here, man. We're going to try to chop it up. Like I told y'all, a lot of NBA talk. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man.
Once.